White, W.C. White, Mary. Kansas City, May 25, 1876. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we arrived at Omaha about 3:30 p.m. We were immediately put on the sleeping car for Kansas City. Had good accommodations. Rested well until 4. We were then obliged to leave the train. We are waiting at hotel close by depot to take the train at 10 o'clock for nearest station to Malvern, which is Barbondale Avenue. We know not how far the station will leave us from the campground, but we may find definite directions there. We have endured the journey well. I have headache this morning, but this is nothing strange, being on the road so long. I have eaten the first warm meal this morning. Mary, Clough, has eaten twice on the road. We have not taken the nearest route, but the best we could take because tickets were not sold through. Others came the same route we have taken because it was the best and cheapest. So we have come the best way. I thought you would be relieved to hear this. We will write you as soon as we can after we get on the ground. We will not write much more now, but will get off another today. We hope you are all cheerful and happy. Let not care corrode you, son. Be determined to be happy as you pass along. Don't grow old too fast. Keep young in spirit. Keep hopeful if the heavens fall. Don't let your spirit be fretted, for it will never pay. Ever be calm, composed, and have self-control. Carry the happy with you. Sing in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Talk in the spirit. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 20. Children, Jesus lives. He will be your Savior and your present helper in every time of need. In this hotel, all are examining our bouquet. It has lost much of its loveliness, yet sufficient remains to be the admiration of all who look upon it. It is kept preserved in water and ice, and is very nice after so long a journey. Tell Sister Rice we preserve a kind remembrance of her, and have regretted over and over again that she was not one of our company on the road. We hope to meet her at Battle Creek. She must write us. She can see where the camp meetings are and let us know her intentions in regarding to coming east and when. Our lunch kept well. We have now 2 loaves of bread, the buns and brown loaf and fruit cake, oranges and lemons and jelly, butter and cheese. But all these will go well at camp meeting. We have some cherries left. We have eaten all we wanted. And yet we have most of the meat. We have had nothing spoil on our hands. All has kept. Porters have waited on us getting tea and milk when we wanted it. Goodbye, Mother.